Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Yud Ches, Sanhedrin 18a, pagination is 35. We have the privilege of starting the second perek of Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, about 12 lines down, Kohen Gadol don v'danin oso. A Kohen Gadol is able to be on the Bezdin, and he can likewise be judged by a Bezdin. Meyid, he can say testimony, umi'idin oso, and they can say testimony about him. Let's skip down about 18 lines. The first word on the line is hasafsol, and we have a similar structure of the Mishnah regarding a melech, a king, who is the other very high-ranking, so to speak, person in the Jewish people, HaMelech, the king, lo don v'lo don inoso. He is not allowed to be on the Bezdin, and they're not allowed to judge him either. Now, this does have some qualification. The reason he's not allowed to judge, the Gemara will cite two concepts. One is to judge on his own people. So, kishot atzmacha v'achakach kishot acherim. If he's not able to be judged, he can't judge people on his own, is a concept that's brought. In addition, even as part of a Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that the melech is not going to be part of the Sanhedrin because Losana al Riv, people are not going to be able to disagree with him if he takes a position. And you can't have a Sanhedrin that doesn't have freedom of speech in order to debate a topic properly. So, Hamelech lo don velo don in oso, he can't judge, and they don't judge him because it's not covered Malchus. There is a qualification here that if it's Malchei Yisrael, this is true. We don't judge them. If it's Malchei Yehuda, so then the working assumption is that they would listen to the Bezdin and there would be no ill effects, and therefore it's possible to do a judgment on a Melech of Yehuda, which is the way the Rambam codifies it. In the laws of Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey. Lo Meyid v'lo Me'idin Oso, regarding a king, he doesn't say testimony and they don't say testimony against him. Let's turn over the page, and about a quarter of the way down, middle of the line, you'll see a two dots. And this is making reference to the fact that the Kohen Gadol is Meyid Umeidin Oso. The Kohen Gadol can say testimony. Meyid, really? He says testimony via Tanya. Didn't we learn? Via Salamta. There are times that even though you could save someone else's money, it's appropriate for you to turn away and make believe you didn't see it. Pa'amim sha'ata misaleim. There are times that you should turn away. Of course, there are times you're not allowed to turn away from the mitzvah, but there are times that you would. Haket said, what's the case that you would turn away? Kohen v'hu beveis hakvaros. If a person who's finding the lost object is a Kohen, and the item is in a cemetery, so he's not allowed to go in because of his laws of kahuna. So we're being told that it doesn't override, mitzvah shavas aveda doesn't override the laws of Kohen, and he's not allowed to go in to get it. Also, zaken ve'enu lefi chavodo. If he's an elder, and it's not proper for him to be carrying this item in order to retrieve it for its owner. The example that we love to give was a hubcap. If the person, if his own hubcap would fall off, would not pick it up and save it and retrieve it for himself, then he doesn't have to retrieve it for somebody else. So there are cases, lakach ne'emar, skipping a line, lakach ne'emar v'hisalamta, therefore it says that you are allowed to turn away. And the Gemara assumes that bringing the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Din to say testimony for somebody's sum of money was improper to draw upon the Kohen Gadol for such a thing. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef gives an answer. He says, Meid l'melech, if the testimony is for the king, then it is proper. It's presumably an opportunity for the Kohen Gadol to show honor to the king, who's essentially a colleague of his in leadership of the people, and it's a beautiful thing. Let him come and let him, if he's saying testimony for the king, that works. Asks the Gemara, what's your case? V'atnan, didn't we learn? Lo don v'lo don and oso. The king would not be on trial. Lo meyid v'lo meyid and oso. We're not saying testimony. We're not judging him. What's your case about the king? Tosfos observes, maybe the case was by Malchei Yehuda, who were judged. And Tosfos points out that the entire Mishnah is going in a case of Malchei Yisrael. As we say by the king, that he doesn't get judged. So the Kohen Gadol going to say Eidus for somebody, that somebody would be Malchei Yisrael. So just to say that it's Malchei Yehuda only doesn't really fit our Mishnah. And so the Gemara has a question. What kind of melech are you saying testimony for? Meaning the Kohen Gadol coming into Beis Din to say testimony. Ela Amar Rav Zeira said, Meyed Leven Melech. It's talking about saying testimony for the son of the king. Ben Melech Hedyotu. The son of a king, he's a regular, ordinary fellow. Why is the Kohen Gadol coming to say testimony for him? Ela Meyed Bifnei HaMelech. The Kohen Gadol is coming to Beis Din to say testimony for the son of the king in front of the king, because that's an honor to the king. Asks the Gemara, Vein Moshiv Melech b'Sanhedrin. What's your case? The king can't be on the Sanhedrin. We mentioned that a king can't be on the Sanhedrin. Losana al Rav, because people wouldn't contradict him. So, Mishum Yikra de Kohen Gadol Asa v'Yosef, because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol, who wants to honor him, he comes and he sits. Mekabline l'lisadusai, he is there during the Kabbalas Eidus, during the time that the Kohen Gadol is saying his testimony. Koi huva ozil, and then he gets up and leaves. And then we, the Sanhedrin, analyze and paskin the Shaila. So we have everything orchestrated appropriately because there is a concept of the Kohen Gadol coming and saying testimony. The case would be for the son of the king in front of the king. The Rambam, when he brings it quite succinctly in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, relating to the honor of the Kohen Gadol, Perek Hei, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Im Haisa Eidus L'Melech Yisrael, if the testimony is relevant, is beneficial to the King of Israel, Hareza Holech Beis Din HaGadol U'Meyid Lo, then he would go to the Beis Din HaGadol and would say testimony for what's relevant to him. And that prompts, of course, the question why the Rambam was so short, because it's not really Eidus to the king of Israel, because he wouldn't be on trial. And the Kesef Mishnah discusses this. I'd like to mention an interesting practical halacha, much closer to home than the laws of the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, unfortunately, are not at this time so clearly relevant. in practical halacha. But this concept that the Kohen Gadol normally would not say Eidus, but for the sake of the son of the king, in the presence of the king, that's considered an honor to the king. We have an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mechaber writes that in order of Aliyas, who's meant to be honored, and therefore give them an Aliyah, so we prioritize Achakach b'nei tamidei chachamim she'avoseihem memunim al hatzibur. After that, the children of the tamidei chachamim, whose fathers are appointed on the tzibur, that's considered an honor in the order of honors that they should get priority. Says the Mishneh Berurah, sheyesh bazeh kavod la'avos, because that's considered an honor to the parents. We could, of course, analyze this. Our Gemara said, for the son of the king, in the presence of the king. How would that play out? On a practical level, we would recognize the child of a Talmud Chacham that's appointed on the Tzibur, presumably even when it's not in the presence of his father. It's an expression of honor to the Talmud Chacham to honor his child. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.